This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends are here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, yes, this is the friendly atmosphere. Very good to hear every day, isn't it? From Jennifer and Victoria and me and Kara and all the things that are going on. Did you know, for example, that today is National Spouses Day? That's question number one. Did you know that today is National Spouses Day? If you did not, then there are probably other things that you may not know as well, like the fact that only 38% of married women think their husband is still sexy. 57% of husbands say that they think their wives are sexy. So what's the, there's 30, what is it, 19%? Something's wrong here somewhere.
I blame
only
Dad.
Only 37% of the women think their husbands are sexy, while 57% of the men say their wives are sexy.
You know, for women, it's so much less about outward appearance and more about being mentally stimulated, like that's a turn on.
Yeah.
And that includes, yeah, doing chores. So I think it may be less about men's physical appearance and more about whether or not they get lazy or complacent with helping out around the house, or maybe they don't
initiate conversation. Or just lazy and complacent, period, in life.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right.
Or don't play date night anymore. Romance for men. Yeah. I mean, it seems to, you know, they
gotta
get comfortable.
Have date night.
Yep.
You gotta
it's
keep
a mental
things.
Game for women all day
yep.
long.
And that's one of the things that I think, I was going to use myself as an example, but I won't. I'm not trying to be not humble, but I am interesting in that I do a lot of different things and keep the ball bouncing. And maybe that's part of it. You know, you keep everybody guessing as to not, but there's no question about how I feel, but what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, or what kind of crazy thing am I going to do next? You know, what hole am I going to stick my foot into? That kind of stuff. So included in the survey about spouses, the things that annoy us about our spouses. All right, let's see here. We can do this. You want to use the big voice announcer, Kara, from number 5 to number 1. Or Jennifer, you be the big voice announcer.
All right. Here we go. Right. Ready?
Yep.
You sound so excited.
Okay, here we go.
All right, come on.
Number 5.
My spouse has bodily quirks, picks his nose, farts, burps, and so forth.
Okay,
these are things that annoy us about our spouses.
We hear you do half of those things every day, so.
Excuse me?
We hear you do half of those things every
day. Excuse me? Is that so? All right.
Number 4.
Number 4. My spouse is not as financially responsible as I am. Okay.
Number 3.
The top 5 things that annoy us about our spouse. This is men and women.
Number 3.
My spouse can be a control freak sometimes. Horrible.
Hey, I resemble that remark. Number 2.
My spouse snores.
Number 1.
My spouse has selective thinking. I'm sorry, selective listening.
Mm-hmm.
I have that conversation. You know, it really troubles me because I have been accused of not listening. It's hearing and listening. It's hearing what's being said. And I think, and I've become much better at it in the last couple of years, but I understand, because it's a hazard, and it's not an excuse, but we have this conversation from time to time about what I do for a living. And one of the things that is a part and parcel of being on the air is you can't have dead air. So if nobody else is talking, I have to fill the airwaves with noise. And so, that sometimes is what it is. Whereas in a relationship, if you're smart, you either let there be quiet time, and I'm learning that, or you let the other person, you know, you encourage. I like to encourage, but I haven't always. But I thought I was, but I wasn't. Let's put it that way.
Encouraging and your partner.
Encouraging
to speak up
partnership
or
conversation, where right. I really, really dig into. I mean, I know
that's
what's going
kind
on.
Of like I mean, Meredith's been really good for Doug, because Doug, when he was done with something, he's just done. Moving on, done, done, mm-hmm. done. I think, really, truly, I think your last relationship, your latest relationship, has been one that has made you really grow as a person. That's a compliment, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
True.
Can I, okay, so she gave you a compliment. Can I give you a constructive criticism?
Yes, you may.
I would guess, I have never met Meredith, nor have I ever spoken to her. I would guess, though, if she and I were in a room together alone talking about you in a fun way, I would think that both of us would identify that you do something that most women probably, this is the number one reason my spouse is selective listening. You and Lewis, my fiance, he does this too. When I say something to you, and Lewis, both of you, you both go, mm-hmm, like you've acknowledged what I've said, and then you don't have any recollection of what I've said later on. And I say to Lewis all the time, wait a minute, I just told you that. Like, you just acknowledged that you heard me, but I know he didn't really hear me. And you do this to me sometimes, too. If we're during a break and we're talking, and I'll say something, you go, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now I've learned what your mm-hmms sound like, and now I know when you're listening and when you're not. But I think that you probably do that because you don't want to be dismissive, and you do want to be thoughtful, and you want to let her know that you are hearing her, and that's what Lewis does to me. But overall, when we ask you to recall that and it doesn't come back, then it becomes a bigger issue.
Then you busted. I always find, too, when it comes to listening and conversing, and this is I think it's not something unique to this industry, but we talk. Like, I talk just a hard talk for six. So I talk for 7 hours a day in total with my radio shows. That doesn't include my job where I have to be on the phone. And I know that's the same thing for people in the sales field, or if you're maybe you're front desk or administration, you have to be on the phone all day long. The last thing I want to do when I get home is talk. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the best relationships are ones where you can just be, and you don't have to talk, and you maybe don't have to listen. Maybe you just get a break from all of it, but it's not uncomfortable.
Radio has made me antisocial. I've made jokes before that I like to just, my favorite thing is to just hermitize and just go and be a hermit and not talk to anyone, and radio
does that.
That's
an important thing. Sometimes I can last for moments, can last for hours, can last for days, can last for weeks, can last for months, frankly.
Yep.
And, you know, so you just take it and run with it one way or another. But interesting. So celebrate National Spouses Day with your spouse there, boys and girls. Dr. Ken Kronos with the medical news of the week in 60 seconds.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, 15 past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit. The input from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, so valued here on the program because he has an insight into what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world. And number one on the hit parade, this conversation about Mary Tyler Moore, the fact that she had stage one diabetes, Ken. So let's differentiate between stage one and stage three and how stage one affects one versus stage three. Can we do that, type three?
Sure. Sure. She developed pneumonia, then cardiopulmonary arrest at age 80, sadly passed away, announced yesterday. And diabetes, Doug, is a group of diseases that affect how your body uses blood sugar or glucose. Glucose is an important source of energy for the cells of the bodies. And there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if I may just say a little differently. Yeah. And type 1 is the type that usually occurs early in life. Your body actually doesn't make insulin. Insulin is the hormone in the body that helps the cells bring blood sugar into the cells. You need it. If you don't have it, your blood sugar is sky high. And then type 2 diabetes, not the type that Mary Tyler Moore had, is the type that usually comes on a little older, usually when you're obese, but not always, where your body actually makes too much blood sugar, but it's just not sensitive to it, and the blood sugar gets higher and higher because your cells are just not sensitive to the excess insulin that occurs. That's type 2 diabetes. And these both diabetes, which are associated with a high blood sugar, can be causing an enormous number of problems. Ironically, there's an article out just in the medical journal the day of the announcement of the death that diabetes kills more Americans than had been thought in the past. Diabetes actually causes 12% of deaths in America. That makes it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. The number of Americans, Doug, with diabetes rose nearly 300% between 1980 and 2014, from 5.5 million in 1980 to almost 22 million in 2014. I think that's probably mostly due to the obesity epidemic. But the complications of diabetes is what kills Americans. It just destroys the circulation, the 60,000 miles of circulation that you have in your body. It destroys it everywhere in the body. So you get heart disease, you get nerve damage, kidney disease, eye damage, foot damage, all these problems. You can get skin conditions, hearing problems, and even Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that amazing how little we know sometimes about things that are so important to us. So it's good we have you and the skills that you bring to the table to look at this information and translate it for us so we can understand how to apply it. Basically, what Ken is saying, if I can take my takeaway with it, is you eat too much sugar, which creates at least type 3 diabetes, and you're in trouble. But I don't really know that I've taken away what causes type 1 diabetes.
Well, let's talk about type 1 and type 2. I'm not so sure about type 3, but yeah, type 1 and type 2. Type 2, where you have too much glucose in the blood sugar, is actually mostly due to excess white flour intake in your diet. So the bakery goods, the white flour, and then becoming obese. That's usually what you see with type 2. Type 1, you're just not making insulin. We really don't quite understand what causes type 1. Many think that it's some sort of virus that you get that attacks the pancreas where the insulin is made, and you just don't make enough of it. Type 1 is not as well understood, whether it's genetic, whether it's environment, whether it's autoimmune. It's just an active area of study, and it's probably some sort of combination of environment, autoimmune, and viral cause.
Yeah, combination of things. Quickly, the talking about one's, in essence, body mass index. If you're pregnant and you're overweight, or you have a sort of disproportionate body mass index, apparently, according to a study that I'm seeing you've overviewed, it doesn't affect your child.
Exactly. PLOS medicine this week, being overweight or obese during pregnancy, has been shown to cause the birth of heavier babies. However, it appears that it's the mother's genes, not pregnancy BMI, which is connected with the obesity risk through lifetime.
Dr. Ken Cronow is brought to us by the folks who bring you the way to open up your blood channels, open up your arteries with Superbeats. Superbeats works so fast, gives you the results you can feel in terms of energy and stamina. Your health will be much better served if you get onto the all-natural powder that is Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. Get in on Superbeats. Get your blood pressure where it needs to be. Keep it there with Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183 and get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats with your first order. If you haven't gotten Superbeats yet, get on to this all-natural way to energize yourself and make your body much healthier. 800-655-4183.
The The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Throw Out Thursday, Throw Up Thursday. Oh, no, it's Throwback Thursday. That's what it is, where we present the top five songs from a particular week. And the given week today is 1982. We've got the top five songs, and I think you will find that all of them are songs that you probably like. I hope that they are. Anyway, I like them. Well, I don't see anything in here that I don't like. Leather and Lace, Stevie Nicks, Don Henley accompanying here. This is a great song. Crank it up, Kara, for a minute. Some people have given her a nickname. It's called Crank Up Kara. And crank up or cranked out, one or the other.
People really call me that? Or
yeah,
you?
Of course. All right, so that's number five from this week in 1982. Number four song belongs to Daryl Hall and John Oates. Great pop song. I can't go for that. No can do. No. No can do. All right, let's crank this. Remember this? All the 80s stations play the heck out of it. Actually, the 80s stations now that are the most popular musically on the radio anyway, all play all of these songs until you're really tired of them. They all have about 800 songs. I think the L.A. station's got 840 songs. They play them over and over and over and over and over again. And mostly, they're the top 100 songs from each year in the 80s. That's what those 80s stations are playing. All right, so anyway, this is a good tune, though. I like listening to this. This one's better, however. Number three belongs to the Jay Giles Band. This is a great pop sound. This is a lot of fun. Centerfold, crank it.
These guys are from your neck of the woods.
Yes. I think actually from Worcester, if I'm not mistaken, or Providence.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
In that neighborhood, yeah. This one of those bands that you thought would not amount to anything because they did and they didn't sound like everybody else when they get started, but they were. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that made them stick was their own stick to it, and they didn't give up. And
right.
You got to give tribute to those people who are interested in doing something, and they just keep pushing away. That's what these guys did. So number three belongs to the Jay Giles Band. Number two belongs to Foreigner. Ah, this is a great pop song. Every man was secretly dreaming of the woman that he loved or wanted to love when he heard this. Waiting for a Girl Like You. Number two this week. 1982 is the year.
And Foreigner going on their 40th anniversary tour this year.
Yep, they're still around. Are all the original band members still there?
They are, but they're doing it sort of in shifts. So you'll always have the singer and the guitar player, and I think there are other, as they travel around the country, some of the other original members will be joining in for certain shows.
Really? Why don't they all? Why are they not?
I don't know. I think they all have different projects that they do.
Really?
Huh. Some of them are, you know, write scores for movies and things like that.
Most important song of the week in 1982, and as a matter of fact, this song was number one. It went number one this week and stayed there for 10 weeks. 10 weeks at number one. Unprecedented. This may be one of the four longest songs in terms of stick-to-itiveness from the 80s. Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Some
of it's pretty obvious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
Yeah, it is. But it was every man's dream. And she was kind of cute and just played into it. So, again, to review songs from this week in 1982 that were big. Number five, Stevie Nicks and Leather and Lace. Number four, I Can't Go for That by Hall & Oates. Number three, Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band. Number two, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Foreigner. And number one, Libby Newton-John and Physical. 28 past the hour here.
Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week of January 23rd to January 29th. The week starts out in feisty and always hopeful Sagittarius. Great time for making plans. And midweek, the moon travels to serious, hardworking, practical Capricorn. Time to get that work done. And the week ends in the air sign Aquarius. Always ready to help others. Great time to see who might need you. And there is a highlight for the week. There is a new moon in Aquarius on Friday. Now that's a great time to start bigger projects that's going to support your life in positive ways. This is when I begin organizing for the year ahead. Everyone have a good week, and if you want a private session with me, Maria Francesca, you can always email me at smvworks, all one word, at earthlink.net. Have a good week.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of Roo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This for a conversation, isn't that neat? Don't you love having just time on top of time, hours on top of hours, minutes on top of minutes, moments on top of moments to devote to what's going on in the world? Delta Airlines announced at the end of the year that they had a 37% increase in their profit, and most of the other big airlines, American, pretty much the same, and United the same. Southwest always does well, so there's no news there. They just know how to run the airline better. These other clowns. Because Delta's done so well yesterday, the pilots union decided they'd picket the airport because they want a 37% hike. I wonder where they came up with that number. They want a raise. They want 37% because, and by the way, it's not just in Atlanta. They've been doing it around the country at the eight hubs that Delta has around the country. Airline Pilots Association represent 13,000 pilots. Can you imagine? Think about this for a second. How complex. I complain a lot about American Airlines because they aren't what they used to be. But then you look at some of this stuff and nothing's what it used to be. Everybody's crawling around and they've had terrible years and they've had people that didn't know how the heck to run the airline. And that happens in lots of businesses, frankly. There have been a lot of people that ran car companies. They didn't know how to run the car company. They were bean counters. There were Roger Smith, who ran GM. A terrible leader because he was just a bean counter. You can't put bean counters who have one focus in charge of a big operation like that because there's so many different things that play into how to manage a big company. So anyway, I just was interested in
that,
how, you know, Delta took a 50, the pilots took a 50% pay cut during bankruptcy, and they haven't gotten any of the money back again. So I'm with them. They ought to have.
Yeah,
I want somebody who's flying that plane as happy as they could possibly be, thank you.
Yes. I don't want a disgruntled pilot.
No. Or a drunk pilot. All right, so what'd you start to say?
Oh, I was going to ask on the GM thing, which is interesting that you brought that up, because GM is doing so well now.
Yeah.
And you had actually mentioned to me, because Lewis and I bought a Chevy, which I have never had a Chevy before this new SUV that we have.
Right.
And we just really love it, and Chevy is everywhere on the road. I mean, I'm in New Jersey now.
Yeah, they're doing very
they're
well.
Everywhere.
They're the model.
You had actually mentioned that they have a female CEO at GM.
Yes.
Right?
Mary... It begins with a B, Baramas or something, Bargus or something. It's a name like that. Been
I wonder
there
what
for
her background was
three or four
before.
Years. She's been a lifer in the company. That much I know. I don't know what she did. Probably pretty easy to Google her. She's something that's interesting. You mentioned that. Yesterday I was in charge. I was in touch with a guy who actually is a friend of my family's. The guy who started TJ Maxx.
Oh.
His name is Ben Camerata. He's now in his late 70s. But he and my father, interestingly enough, hatched the idea. My father never had a participant. They were golfing buddies. And never, my father sold to him when he was at Marshall's. He was the designated buyer and then merchandise guy as a kid. He doesn't have an education. New York guy. His education was in the rough neighborhood in New York where he grew up. And he decided he wanted to be a merchant. And went to work early on and became, he was a participant when Marshall's first came to be. He was an old factory store in Massachusetts somewhere. I want to say New Bedford, but somewhere like that. And then Ben grew quickly because he had a real aptitude for it. As a lot of these other people, when they go into these businesses, like the guys that are running these airlines now, they're all young guys in their mid to late 40s, early 50s. It's a tough, I mean, they get burned out fast. Because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for as long as you sign on. And so, you better not have a family, or the family better understand, because you've got no family life when you do. When you run companies like that, you don't have... Banos, is that her name? B-A-N...
I think that's Barra, Mary Barra.
Barra.
B-A-R-A,
right,
yeah.
And Carrie, isn't she a lifer at GM? It seems to me she...
Yeah, just read. I think she started working there when she was 18 and moved up the ranks, which
secondary
is amazing.
Something, yeah.
But see, that speaks exactly to your point, Doug. She's not just a bean counter who came in. She's someone who understands probably all facets of the business starting that young. You know, she started somewhere, you know, it's like the expression, you start in the mailroom, and then you really learn the inner workings of the company, and it's clearly working.
Well, there are examples. I mean, I started with Delta talking about that because I think the pilots do deserve that consideration. Imagine that their base pay is only $68,000.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, once you get up, the average pay at the other end, the average pay for a pilot who's flying a 767, a 777, a 747, their base pay is $261,000 plus they get bonuses for on-time arrival, and there are all kinds of other things that are put into it. So a captain who really has something going for him is making 400 G's a year. There aren't a lot of them, but they ought to be making that kind of dough. You are flying a plane around the world that's got 350 people in it. What the hell? I want them to make as much money as they can possibly make. That's what's the symbol of the airline are the guys that are sitting in the left seat in the front of the plane. Those are the people you get in that plane. You want to see Sully. Every single time I get in the plane, I'm looking in. I want to see a guy either with no hair or with gray hair. sitting on that seat. I just, and I fly a lot. I fly sometimes 100,000 1 year, 140,000 miles a year. I spent the last month and a half, I flew almost, I think 48, I think we figured out 48,000 miles between the 1st of November and the end of December.
Now, how do you feel when you see a female pilot up in the
I'm okay.
The
I was with a female pilot the other day. The flight from Charlotte to Boston on an Airbus 321 was a woman. And they have more and more of them. Americans got a lot of them. And interestingly enough, American has a lot of black pilots now because they were part of the old U.S. air system. There's a second glance for both women and black pilots for whatever the reason. But you know how people are. It's the same prejudice.
I know what you mean. Sure.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that I think of, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The woman that was the plane the other day, I saw her when we were walking out the door, and you know the captain, if they're smart, they get up and they stand in the door and say thanks for the ride, et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. And she was a gray-haired lady, close to 60, I'm guessing. And you know this is where you break down these sexual stigma stereotypes. What is to say that a woman who is that accomplished? I'm going to bet that woman started as a pilot when she was a kid and just went. Bob Kay, who is the general manager of this affirmative company and process we call Stefan Multimedia, his son is a pilot, Eric, who's been in it since he was a kid. I remember him as a kid. I've known Bob's kids since they were born. And he was nothing but about becoming a pilot. And he set his mind on it. And he's in his late 20s now. He's been in the right-hand seat of one of the regional airlines. Now he's going into the left-hand seat. And before long, a couple, 3 years, he'll be sitting in the right-hand seat of an airliner that is, you know, bigger than the regional jets. But mm-hmm. he wanted to do it. He's eaten it, slept it. This whole thing has been, he learned how to fly a little Cessna, those little planes early mm-hmm. on. And that's what most of these pilots are about, by the way. They either have that in their blood or they've been pilots in the service. That's where these people come from.
I always just assumed that most pilots on commercial airlines come from the military.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I guess, but it's not a requirement, you're saying?
No. No, it's not a requirement. A requirement is the number of hours you got in the air, what kind of experience you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this circumstance, I mean, if in fact the Delta pilots were getting what they wanted, they want an increase in the base pay, but these people, you know, the smaller planes. I would be surprised if Eric was making $68,000 a year. Some of these pilots, and this is what sort of rattles people. When you look, if you go on the regional jets and you look up in the cockpit, they're kids. They really are. They're just kids. And that's because there's no money in flying these little planes.
Yeah.
It's based on size of plane, weight of plane, how many passengers and all that stuff. So they train themselves. Many of them have other jobs. Or they'll fly as much as the law allows them to fly, and so they get
a lot of them fly charter flights too.
Yep, they can
and
fly
because the money is better and
yep.
private. You know,
yep,
flying
a lot of these
liberties
people,
around. Yeah,
right. The people that are stuck at that between 65, 70, 80, up to 100,000, they'll defect and go, as you're suggesting, to work for NetJet or some private enterprise. But once you get up over 100 and a quarter, 100 and a half. That's pretty hard to match when it comes to the private. So the people that are flying the privates either have a relationship with the person that owns the plane,
mm-hmm.
or and they're being taken care of, or there's some other reason for doing it. Because if you stay long enough as a professional pilot, you'll make good money. And then, but these guys have all had it taken in the chops when the airlines went bankrupt and they cut their salaries. The stewardess is the same thing and the mechanics the same thing. Hell, I want the people taking care of me on the plane to get paid as much as possible. Mechanics, especially, and a lot more men. Did you notice lately? I've noticed it. A lot more men are flight attendants than has been the case.
Yeah.
And on some of this stuff, mostly I fly Transcon, so the senior pilots are always picking those. But I've seen, and lately I've found, because they've put so many people together and they've jumbled everything up at American, that some of the older flight attendants are just, they don't care. They don't like the job. They don't like the company. They're just there occupying time and space. And that has its impact when you see some of the things that happens, you know, with some of these events. All right, before we move off of that, I wanted to talk about, we were talking about good companies that were well run. I think Starbucks is one of those.
Seems to be.
Yeah, and there's a something came out this week about Starbucks with basically a focus on what you didn't know about Starbucks. Some of them have been interviewed by the blog Pop Sugar and asked about a number of things as to underfill lattes and some of the secrets of the off-menu drinks. If you're interested in some of the revelations, Victoria, for example, if you want to get more bang for your buck, just ask for a light ice and you get more of your beverage.
Yeah, I always do that.
In other words, they train you to fill it up with ice, but if you say, I don't want much ice, then you get more of the beverage.
Yeah.
If you want to save money on hot drinks, order it in a bigger cup.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, order
so
a grand latte
more,
in a venti cup, and you'll be getting the larger drink for the smaller price. Most of the people working will be lazy and just make a lot of steamed milk and fill a bigger cup all the way to the top. let's see here. And Starbucks had a lawsuit for underfilling the lattes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a company endorsed policy. That's just, you know, they and that's good to know that somebody at the top didn't say, okay, it's like putting your finger on the scale when you go to the butcher shop. That's the equivalent of that.
Well.
Anyway, so most of the time their managers, it says in this blog, didn't want us to make them, these, secret menu items. Because technically
people,
they're not on the menu.
I've seen people do that on. I've been online at Starbucks, and you know, I hear people ordering stuff, and I look up at the menu. I'm like, that's not there. So I didn't realize that there is a secret menu, but I guess it depends on which Starbucks you go to. You know, some baristas will make it, and others won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are pretty good about special requests.
It's a well-run American company. Been up and down. The guy who founded it checked out. And then the company went down the toilet, and he checked back in again to push up the value of his stock, if nothing else. And he's a smart merchant. He knows how to do it. Sort of like what I was talking about with the guy from TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Anyway, a focus on leadership here at 12 minutes for the hour.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
So anytime you're exposed to loud sound, the potential exists for you to damage your hearing.
And Mayo Clinic audiologist Dr. Greta Stamper says headphones are an increasingly common cause of hearing loss.
Whether you're listening to music, you're playing a game, you're watching a movie, it's not really about a specific type of headphone. It's more about how loud you set the volume.
Dr. Stamper says there's a quick way to find out if your volume is too high. Put on your headphones, play a song, and try to have a conversation with a person standing near you.
The general rule of thumb is if you have headphones on or if you have those iPod inserts in your ears and you're about arm's length away from a person and you can't understand them without really having to speak in a raised voice, it's too loud.
Simply lower the volume and you'll lower your risk for hearing loss. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
We'll
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, as everybody says goodbye to Mary Tyler Moore, she died yesterday at the age of 80, went into cardiac arrest after getting pneumonia. You can thank her for inspiring a lot of people on the small screen and the big screen. Not only was she a feminist chucker, but she was a great producer of TV and movies. And so with that, the Emmys and the Tonys and the Oscars and all that other stuff, what do you think is most memorable about her career from your point of view, Chuck Curry?
Well, you know, the Dick Van Dyke Show was a little bit before my time. I mean, I obviously have seen repeats and I enjoyed it. But to tell you a quick story, back in sometime in the 80s, probably mid-80s, I had a bout of insomnia. I used to stay up late and not sleep overnight. And I lived in Brooklyn, New York at the time, and WNBC Channel 4 out of New York used to air Mary Tyler Moore repeats around 3 o'clock in the morning. And I've watched probably the entire series over a year period. And there was no doubt that that was a great show, groundbreaking, an amazing cast. She was a terrific talent, bounced off talent extremely well. Ed Asner, Betty White, Valerie Harper, Cloris Leachman, Gavin McLeod, Ted Knight, and herself made for one of the best groundbreaking sitcoms of all time, and she'll certainly be missed. I mean, obviously, none of us knew her personally, but by all accounts, she was an extremely nice person and a very talented actress.
And also a producer and a businesswoman. She did a lot to help the careers of a lot of different people, from Cheers to Hill Street Blues. It was her company that worked with the producers of those shows, actually produced them. That is her studio. She was like Lucille Ball, ran a studio. And ran a studio.
And she was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress nomination for the movie Ordinary People in 1980. I believe Robert Redford directed that movie.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So it's good. We're going to talk a lot about how she enhanced over the next few days the world of movies and television and entertainment. So,
and I just want to point out also, another great actor was born on this day who passed about 10 years in the 2008. Paul Newman was born on this day back in 1925.
Yeah. Well, there's also George Patton, I believe, his birthday might have been around. George Patton, hello, Dung. Listen to me. I'm talking about the George C. Scott played Patton, and I'm calling him Patton. That's an interesting think. That's a very interesting think tank moment. 56 past the hour. More from Chuck Curry on Movie Moments in a moment.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, Chucker, what else in the movie news bag today?
This is some TV news. I found this interesting because you like this show. Madam Secretary co-star Tim Daly broke both his legs in a skiing accident while he was at the Sundance Film Festival skiing in Colorado. Supposedly, he's going to get operated on, but it's not. There's going to be a slight delay in filming his scenes for the hit CBS show.
He's
going to be able
to
do it.
She's dating him, too, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty painful, breaking both your legs.
Oh, horrible. Kara, who's the control board operator here, did it with her one leg and was hobbling around for quite a long time. It's not messing with your legs and your feet, man, and not a good thing. Not easy, not pleasant. So that's too bad. That'll put the kibosh to that for a while.
One bit of movie news. Production has begun on Avengers Infinity, the third entry in the very popular superhero Avengers franchise. Two characters that will be added to the cast, Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. And, yes, that movie will make well over $1 billion worldwide.
Wow. All right, there it is, the news from the world of movies.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.